Live from Annandale, this is The Grelly with your host, Jerry Negrelli.
Give people a second to get their tape recorders ready.
Jerry Negrelli.
This is the great Jerry Negrelli.
You are a guy who does a thing on the pony's music.
Welcome to The Grelly. I am your host, Jerry Negrelli, and we have a lot of new material today. I've done 6 jingles so far. That number may go up as I record this, and sadly, that amounts to like 6 minutes of material. It would be nice if all that work would lead to like a 50-minute podcast, but now I've got like 6 minutes of new songs. I got to try to fill a half hour, so I'll try to talk very slowly. But seriously, there's a lot of new material I want to get to. I think you're going to really enjoy it. I have written like 10 jingles in the past 3 or 4 days, so I'm trying to fill that summer void. I hope you're liking this. Send me your feedback, ChineseFood@tkjingles.com, and let me know what you think. These first few songs, I wanted to share a new song by Dylan, who is one of the funniest people on littlesongs.net. I always really enjoy the contributions from Dylan. This is a parody of Shout, and I think this was Old Guy Radio the day that he recorded this. So I'm assuming this was inspired by that moment or just an amazing coincidence. But this is a great, silly little track by Dylan here. And then mine is an extremely derivative, remember that word, it's going to be important in a few weeks, is an extremely derivative track. It's basically a ripoff of Weird Al. But when I heard Tony talking about his sciatica story, all that I could think of was the Weird Al parody of Living in America, Living with a Hernia, thinking Living with Sciatica. And so I tried to think through a couple of different America songs or things that rhyme with sciatica, but I just kept coming back to this and I had to record it. I was hoping that when he had his 2 a.m. story about getting up and watching the 4 a.m. or 3 a.m. delivery car across the street, that would give me some additional material to add to this. Didn't quite pan out. So I maybe have a slight reference to it here. But otherwise, I think this turned out great. I'm hoping this is far enough away that this will actually make the show, because I think the general non-Little Songs enthusiasts will really resonate with this song, even if it's just a total ripoff parody. So anyway, here's Dylan's Shout and Jerry's Living with Sciatica.
Well, you know you make me wanna
shout,
representative
shout.
Get me out of here,
shout.
Leader of the store,
shout.
Get me a box of that. Don't you know who I am? Don't you know who I am?
Who I am?
Doctor of humane letters,
who I am?
The hearth and the wall,
who I am?
I won trivia night,
who I am?
I'm back for more cash.
Wi-Fi.
Ow, my legs are aching. My feet are numb. It hurts me just to crawl out of bed. I stumble to the window, watch my neighbors come and go. Even if I don't fall over, I know I'm one step closer
to your final destination.
It's coming soon. Every moment is a risk. I could slip another disc.
Oh! Living with sciatica.
I got the shots, but I'm barely coping.
Living with sciatica.
I think I'll take one ibuprofen.
Living with sciatica.
Cause 2 pills would be far too potent.
Oh, come on, man. What are you doing out here, man?
I mentioned last week that a podcast really should be a podcast about livestock or cattle futures or something like that, which got me thinking. There's another show that probably should be about cattle or livestock. The Herd with Colin Cowherd. I mean, it's about herds of animals, right? Based on that ridiculously stupid name. This podcast, in case you didn't know, is called The Grelly, to mock Colin's name, because I find that so utterly asinine and ridiculous. You know, Jim Rome had a show, I don't know if he still does, where he referred to his fans as Rome clones. And Tony has the Littles, which I think is an affectionate put down, but regardless, I find that funny. Rome clones is just insulting. The herd takes it to another level. You're just one of a group of sheep or a group of cows. It's just awful. So anyway, I just wanted to point that out. As I was thinking about podcasts and the name of this show and how to kind of evolve going forward, which is something we'll talk about in a few weeks, this topic of what a podcast really should be and what, you know, the herd should really be about is just kind of at the front of my mind.
You're listening to The Grelly.
This next segment is variations on a theme, which is probably the most pretentious way I could come up with to introduce this. But basically, I've talked about this before. I tend to brainstorm a concept, a theme, an idea, come up with a few different songs that might fit it, try to write them in fits and starts. Sometimes it comes out right away. Sometimes it takes a long time. That filler jingle, that Michael Jackson Thriller, I wrote that over some ungodly amount of months as I slowly thought of ideas to flesh that out. This next segment here, these were all written in about 24 hours. The last one was actually totally improvised, and so I'm sure you'll be able to tell it's maybe not quite as good, but who knows, maybe you'll like it just as much. But the theme this week for this segment is Tony now trying to find someone to purchase his restaurant. I don't know if he mentioned it on the show, but it was in the Washington Post or the Style Guide or one of those local things. Maybe it was like Washington Business Journal. Some local online journal had a short article interviewing Tony where they'd reached him by phone, and he said that they were closing Chatter. They were going to do some renovations, but they were hoping to find new ownership, which is funny because, you know, he had spent his final episode talking the place down about how the toilets were broken and the place was just a disaster. But then now they're trying to find a new investor, new owners to come in and take it over. So these three songs are on that theme of Tony making his pitch. So the first one is a Frank Sinatra parody of Swinging on a Star. And in terms of highlights here, the angle I went for was Tony trying to pitch to somebody that you could change it back to Chad's. And maybe that would restore the business. If you go from Chatter to Chad's, you'll be saved. Next is a parody of Bryan Adams' Straight from the Heart. And this one's just pretty direct. Well, this one's a little bit harsher here, I think, which goes with the harsh Bryan Adams voice of that rasp. And then the last one is Perry Como, Catch a Falling Star, By My Failing Bar. And this one, like I said, just totally improvised. So here's three different takes on Tony trying to find new investors to come in and take over Chatter. Hope you enjoy it.
Oh, would you like to purchase a bar? It comes with one reserved spot for your car. Buy it now before the place falls apart. You could change the name to Chad's. Chad's was a restaurant where few people came, so I bought it and changed up the name. Now it reeks of varnish, the toilets overflow. There's a dining room section no one ever goes. My changes made the regulars real mad, so maybe change it back to Chad's. Gary and Alan both ran away. Maury packed up and flew to L.A. But now this could be your lucky day. Sell your house and make a fresh start. Would you like to buy my bar? Now I'm desperate. Won't you please buy my bar? I learned it's hard to sell drinks and food, but never learned a second time. Won't you please buy my bar? Oh, somebody, please buy my bar. Change the name and make another start. Chatter's like Cheers, except no one's ever here. Someone please buy my bar. Failing bar, put money in my pocket, save me from a rainy day. Buy my failing bar, put money in my pocket, save me from a rainy day. For I have made a pretty poor investment. Wait, I probably should not have said that. No, actually, the bathrooms, they totally work fine. And we have very few health code violations. Buy my failing bar, put money in my pocket, save me from a rainy day. Buy my failing bar, put money in my pocket, save me from a rainy day.
More of the Grelly coming up right after this.
Okay, this is the Bowling Branch read. Longtime listeners will know that Bowling Branch is the official sponsor of the Grelly. I have some new copy here. It says to share a personal experience about your Bowling Branch. Now, I did actually go bowling this week. This part is real. This ad may be fake, but I did actually go bowling this week for a team event. And my first round, I got a 60. My second round, I got an 81. And my third round, I had a 125. The key was switching weights. I started with like a 10 or something, and then I ended with the 16. And with a slower velocity, I had a lot more control, and I did well, at least by my standards. But if I had a bowling branch, I am sure that I would have had that 120 in the first round, maybe even in the first three or four frames. I mean, these things are so good. And at the price like this, I mean, $20 for a bowling branch, that is an incredible deal. If you go to bowlingbranch.com/Chinese food, you will get this special promotion just available for my listeners today only. Today's August 13th. You have to do this by 8 p.m., so I hope I get this published in time. If not, I'm sorry you missed out. But if you go to bowlingbranch.com/Chinese food, you get the special 1.5% off discount. Remember to use that promo code Chinese food so they know that the Grelly sent you.
And now, back to the Grelly.
These next two parodies that I wanted to share with you are a bit of a grab bag. So they're both about chatter, but they have different origins. So the first one, if I were a restaurateur, is a song that I've had in my little backlog since maybe last August. It's been almost a year. But all I had were the opening two lines, and then I always stopped because I felt like it was too insulting. But it was, if I were a restaurateur and you were an idiot, would you visit my bar? Would you always be in it? Or something. And as I thought through that, it seemed like, well, this is kind of insulting the littles who go there all the time. That's not really what I want to do. So I kept scrapping it and scrapping it. But that if I were a restaurateur, the parody of If I Were a Carpenter that I know from Bobby Darin's version. And anyway, I finally came back to it. I think I found an angle that doesn't insult anybody. Just kind of makes fun of Tony owning a business and kind of pitching like, hey, if I did this, would you guys actually come? So that's kind of the angle I'm going for here. And then the last one is a song I would never in a million years think to parody. But as I was researching songs that had the word star or car or something else in them, this one jumped out and it was one of those like, you know, it took me 5 minutes to record. The lyrics came right away. It's pretty silly. The original song of parodies is also super silly. It's an Adam Sandler song. So enjoy this. If I were a restaurateur and Ode to My Bar.
If I were a restaurateur and you were real hungry, would you visit me every day? Would you spend lots of money? If I showed up at 6 a.m. to tape a podcast, would you stand in line
dark, then order some breakfast. I'll probably end up penniless. My restaurant ends in sorrow. I opened up yesterday, I'm closing tomorrow.
Money Pit Bar, I got some Money Pit Bar. Burning through cash every day, turns out restauranting is hard. My bar is a money pit, and the basement is a lagoon. Because all the toilets just broke, I guess soon I'll be broke too.
It's a money pit.
I need to sell way more eggs to put me in the black. But it's hard when the customers come once but never come back.
It's a money pit, money pit bar.
Money pit bar.
You've got a money pit bar.
It's such a money pit bar.
This podcast has been going for maybe 5 weeks or so now, and I hope you're enjoying it. In recording this and writing these things, I went back and listened to the very first episodes of The Grelly to hear what I had said I wanted to do from a year ago and see if I was still doing that. And it seems like I'm pretty consistent. The one thing that jumped out was that in an early episode, I said, we're definitely not going to Nashville because all these people bought tickets at the last minute. They're all locals. And so how could we ever leave this group? Obviously, a year from now or a year from then, my feelings changed a little bit. Partially, it was because there were so few of those ticket sales. The vast majority of folks that came to the Jingle Fest were pre-purchased. I ended up having to pay Jam and Java like $400 or something that night to cover the difference in sales from what they had anticipated versus what we actually sold. So there was far less of that last-minute local excitement. And that kind of gets to the other point of this podcast, which is not so much just to focus on Jerry, hey, woo, even though it's got the silly name, but it is to be a lifeline of the jingles, a place where all of these songs, hopefully, can be played. There's often very little time on Tony's show to play them because of the legal rules and all the other nonsense. And then half the time they just play a regular mailbag parody because the other real, like, funny parodies are too close to the original, or there's some other conflict, or the lawyer's on vacation, or for whatever other reason, that stuff doesn't have a place to air. So what I'm doing with this podcast and the things that will come over the next few weeks is trying to find a place to feature that. Now, as I mentioned in the relaunch of this, a lot of it tends to be my stuff because I can sit here and write 6 jingles in a couple of hours and then play them for you. But I do hope that it's not just my stuff, and so I don't want to discourage others from doing that. So I'm going to try to keep featuring other things. Next week's episode, I won't even have a single one on. So hope you like that. It's going to be the Negrelli-free Grelly. That's going to be a fun one. So come back for that. I'm going to go back and look at all the songs from this past season. That most of them didn't make Tony's show. But from all the other primary jinglers, I'm going to feature at least one of their songs and give my thoughts on them. So it should be kind of a fun episode. But anyway, send me your feedback, ChineseFood@TKJingles.com. Let me know how you're enjoying this. I also encourage you, leave a review on iTunes. I got a lot of stickers. I'd love to send them to you. So do that, and then email me at that address to claim it. And let's keep this conversation going.
Just a guy, just a guy with a bar. Won't you give me free art? Just a guy with a bar. Won't you give me your art? Don't you know? Just a guy.
past weekend, Michelle and I went to a 50th wedding anniversary party, which is a pretty amazing thing. I mean, it's quite a milestone to get that far. I can't even fathom that amount of time. But it was a white and gold party. And Michelle wore a white dress. I wore some white pants and then threw on a blue shirt because I figured I got white pants. I'll fit right in. I was the only person that wasn't in total white. So despite the name of this podcast, as it might lead you to believe, you know, that I want all eyes on me, that wasn't the case. So I felt super awkward. But anyway, this leads into the dance part of the event. They had a great DJ. I think it was the husband's son or somebody was doing it and playing mostly songs I'd never heard. But there were two songs that were played that I instantly thought of the jingle version of them. So I wanted to play them here because they're both great. These are Luke Overby with a send-up of all the jinglers, basically, in the jingle print. This is from the 100th episode of the TK Jingles podcast. It's a Jay-Z parody. And then another great one that was played that night, In the Club by Robert Berg, which is a total fan favorite at all the various jingle shows. And this one, I was singing along to, like, you know, In the Shrubs and all the various silly lyrics from Robert Berg. This one's a 50 Cent. I'm going to butcher that. I'm not going to try again. But anyway, enjoy these two, which are in a style that you would never hear on the Grelly from me. So I'm thrilled that Robert and Luke still continue to do these songs periodically so we can get awesome stuff like this.
Jingle this, jingle that. Jingle this, jingle that. Jingle that, jingle this. I can't jingle any of it. Oh well, I'll make a song anyway. Bingo City, y'all. We know nation. T-O-N-Y. The jingle better show really all the time. Oh, my favorite song's Defiled, but we kid cause we love, that's my alibi. Gonna start with Jerry, he packs the house. Right. Songs are quick and punchy, he's Pacquiao. 6 to 45 seconds, he'll show you how. If it's 46, then he's throwing it out. Joe Arrows, voice might have superpowers. Done in 15 minutes? This took me 6 hours. Knocked out faster than a Nats reliever and submitted to the show before my pizza's even delivered. Jason Fuse plays 47 instruments all at the same time while he's mixing it, singing to every genre that exists, but yet he can't help with his kids' school concert events.
Come on, man.
Oh, the littles know. These are the folk that soundtrack the show. Oh, I wanna know, how do they not get fired from their jobs at home? Oh, the littles know, these are the folk that soundtrack the show. Oh, I wanna know, how do they not get fired from their jobs at home? Uncle Brad Rice is a ham, but can he let it be? They call him Kiboko Kidogo in Swahili. Doesn't know hip-hop, but knows Bonga flavor? Never heard of Jay-Z, but knows who Professor J is. And Steve Lipton shoots out more than Kobe dares. Sends just-in-time songs before the show sees air. Like McFly with a magazine, his covers are born. Then they combust like a modern-day hoverboard. Robert Berg? He's incomparable, cause he gets up at times that are unconscionable. Wakes up, makes lunch, and then he writes a winner. Then he's out to mow the lawn in the Pittsburgh winter. Fitzpatrick's former writer really had me amused. Or was it Patrick Moffat? Nitro got me all confused. I remember what I say, but I cannot recall. Which one had a song about a Cajun's bocce balls? And KJ is the Kevin Bacon of this. She'll co-star on 100 jingles for the sake of a hit. Or maybe I'm just jealous I can't sing doing this. The national anthem's Carl Lewis. At this, and my wife thinks this is time wasted. She thinks all these people still live in their mom's basements. But they might play it, the bald guy might praise it. 90 seconds of fame, and I can almost taste it.
Nah, forget it.
Go, 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 Tony. Name the Rascals like it's 1970. You can name the Rascals. Their names never change, so you can name the Rascals. I'm not sure what it proves to us that you can name the Rascals. The fact I know you know this puts me in the club. You crush your enemies and you're getting free grub. You're at a right angle when you're laying in the tub. I'm tracking the minutiae your life's comprised of. Getting ready for a flight, taking a
anxiolytic drugs. Listen to relaxation tracks through your earbuds. June's 36 pants are getting kind of snugs. Wishes with lots of holes is tastier than none. I download the podcast, it's 12:15 from a digital clubhouse on 980. There's a litany of passwords and secret handshakes. It's epic and classic, a veritable earthquake. Left, left, right, 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 left. Driving on Connecticut, a tricycle up ahead. Going 15 miles an hour during a morning commute. Pull around and give him the Mr. Tony salute. How much can he bench press? It's hard to say when he's doing bicep curls with 8 pound weights. His son Michael is a golfer, handicap is a 2, and he can tell you why your saurians are rational dude. He buys a shirt at Lord and Taylor, then he's taking it back. We sending crack pepper triscuits, you can rack that snack. He goes back to Lord and Taylor and he shuffles around with a coupon in his fist, consternation on the fact that I know the this puts me in the club. You're losing red bocce balls underneath the shrubs. Your nightly nemesis is rooting for the Cubs. The purple line is bisecting your country club. You're scaring Anna Kendrick and you're feeling kind of snub. Gilbert dropped a deuce and bought your shoes, need scrub. Ascending Barry Manilow on stage in a hub, burning Marisetti to the ground, a labor of love.
When last we met, I was hoping to collaborate on Privileged Boy, a great idea from Chris, set to the tune of Beautiful Boy. And I was worried that my ideas would be a little bit too harsh and be more of like a takedown song, and I really didn't want to do that because I don't want to piss anybody off or do anything mean. Within limits, obviously. But anyway, I was looking for some suggestions, and so Chris sent a few ideas here, and I really like, mostly, I posted this on the Patreon thing. He's got about 8 different bullet points of things to add that might be able to help with this song. But the one theme that goes throughout here is the idea that the privilege that Michael has is not so much, you know, money or anything like that, but it's a sarcastic privilege of having to deal with Tony as a dad. So I thought that that actually is a really good angle. So something about Tony calling all the time or asking for help with the technology or making Michael do the underwear reads that Chris says, these are all great ideas. So here I'm starting to think through it. I wrote the following in a couple of minutes just to try to get this out there, hoping that seeing through it a few times, I get some ideas. So as you're thinking about this, as you listen to this brief little demo here, let me know, send me your feedback if you have ideas on the quote-unquote privileges of being Tony's son, and of course, focusing on the things that are actually frustrating, ridiculous, or otherwise nuisances.
Privilege, privilege, privilege. Check your phone. It's roughly 3 a.m. Another text. Your dad is vexed 'cause it's raining again. Privilege, 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 boy. Your dad is gone, but I guess you both just have to be patient, because he's hemming it up with chance.
I really enjoy recording this. I hope you're enjoying listening to it. It's good to be back, good to be doing this. Next week, we have a very special Negrelli-free Grelli, so I hope you enjoy that. We're going to play some awesome jingles. I'm going to try to highlight the best jingles, in my opinion, from a cursory glance at littlesongs.net, from the past Kornheiser Show season. Play some of those. There's some really good ones in there that you probably missed as time has gone by and these things haven't been on the show. So I hope you come back and listen to that. And I will be on vacation, but you can still reach me, ChineseFood@tkjingles.com. You now have like an extra week and a half to leave some of those iTunes reviews. When I get back, I want to see a bunch of reviews so I can send out some stickers in September. But thank you for listening, and I hope you enjoyed this. Talk to you soon.
There was a musical guest. I don't know who it was. Chris somebody or other, who's a country singer.
Chris Stapleton.
He's
amazing. Long,
yeah.
Big, long beard.
Yeah.
Chris Stapleton. His album is really good. It was one of the best albums.
But I didn't see him.
Yeah, Chris Stapleton.
I don't know where he was physically.
There's a pilot who works at National Airport. He's in charge there, but sometimes he's asked to do even more, like drive to Dulles. When Mr. Tony makes a call and says, meet me in the red carpet club at 2. Well, that's the difference between Tony and you. You're stuck at National with no pilot for your plane, but you know it's worth it. So some VIP ain't afraid. It takes a team of 50 to calm all of his fears, when just a single dose of Xanax would do. That's the difference between Tony and you. Oh, that's the difference between Sony and you.
It's a cesspool.